Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 446 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Dollar for the watchman and stuck an extra dollar in my envelope E, and that made $3.75. I don't remember how many beers I drank that day. Yes, I told Mr. Scott I got up at 9 o'clock that morning. That wasn't true. I ate breakfast about 7. Yes, I told Mr. Black I ate at 9:30. That wasn't true. I left my house between 7 and 7:30. I told Mr. Scott I left somewhere between 10 and 10:30. No, that wasn't true. I got to Peters Street about 8:25. I don't know how long I stayed there. Some things in my affidavit that I made that are true. Yes, there are some things in my last affidavit that are true. I was arrested on the 1st of May. I sent for Mr. Black to come down when I made my first statement on May 13th. Yes, I denied I had been to the factory in that statement. I made that statement in the detective's office. Mr. Black and Mr. Scott were present. They didn't question 2 or 3 hours. I did some writing before then, before that statement was made. Yes, I know I did some writing before May 13th. I did some writing in Chief's office that Sunday. I told Black I bought whiskey on Peters Street at about 10:30. I told them I paid 40 cents for it. I don't remember telling them that I bought the whiskey at 11 o'clock. Yes, I told them I then went into the Button Saloon after I went to Early's for the whiskey. Some of it I told them was the truth and some of it wasn't. They asked me if I was lying and I held my head down. I held back some of the truth, and when they asked me if that was the truth, I hung my head down. I didn't want to give the man away, but I wanted to tell some and let him see what I was going to do and see if he wasn't going to stick to his promise as he had said. I told them I went into Button Saloon and saw some Negroes at tables shooting dice and I won 90 cents and bought a glass of beer. I told them that I went to 3 beer saloons.